100.7 The Tiger. Abby Lee here.
And Brittany Rose.
And we are on the phone with Miss Alicia. She is our brand new healthcare hero for this week. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
I'm doing all right.
Hanging
staying healthy. Good,
staying healthy. That's the thing.
The key word right there.
So you are our healthcare hero for this week. So you're on the front lines during all this COVID-19 stuff. What exactly do you do?
Okay, so I'm a radiologic technologist at the cardiovascular cath lab here in Thackeray.
Okay, so what exactly is that? Is that an X-ray tech? Kind of.
We do a little bit of everything. We show cases, a monitor. Any heart problems, you come to us.
Oh, nice.
That's what I'm talking about. So kind of give us a rundown of how your graduation at FRANU went down with COVID going on.
Okay, well, I actually graduated in May of 2019.
Okay.
Yes, and I had just switched over to cardiology. I started January of this year, and then we got this whole pandemic in March.
Yeah.
So it was a lot to take on for, you know, my first 3 months of barely starting orientation, but we got through it. Now we're kind of back to being normal, getting normal cases and all of that.
What made you choose your major? Like, why did you choose to go into that field?
So I always knew I wanted to be in the healthcare field. I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do, but I did my research. I actually did orientation at FRANU. I got to see all the different different majors that they have there. So I fell in love with X-ray tech. I really did. They have just amazing instructors. They were so welcoming. I was immediately attracted to that field when I met them, and they explained everything about radiology and all the different modalities that you can go into. So after my orientation, I went and I filled out my application, and 2 years later, I graduated.
Yay!
Yeah.
What advice would you kind of give someone who's looking to go into the healthcare field?
I would definitely advise you to do your research. If you're looking into FRANU, they have this awesome website where you can go to orientation. I don't know if they're doing that right now. They might be doing a virtual thing right now. But if you are looking into FRANU and you're looking for reasons to go there, I was actually a non-traditional student, so I was very hesitant to go back to school. But like I said, everyone was so welcoming, and they make you feel right at home. I love the fact that they know you. You're not just a number.
Right.
So they get to know you personally. They know when you're struggling. They definitely help you out in any way they can. You have all the tools and support you need there.
That's awesome.
I know. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate everything that you've been doing during this COVID-19 crisis.
So
oh, you're welcome.
We definitely don't consider ourselves healthcare heroes, but we do what we can, and we're here for y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in.
And if anybody would like more information about FRANU, you can head on over to franu.edu/hero.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. It's Abby Lee.
And Brittany Rose.
Live with the Tiger.